With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The economy is enjoying one of its strongest periods in several years.
The big news is corporate profits. Companies had a very strong quarter. They're making money, and the tax cut and stronger economic growth have really been giving them a boost.
Harriet Torrey of the Wall Street Journal will join us. First, here are some top news headlines. Don McGahn, the top attorney in the White House, will leave his post in the coming months, the latest departure of one of President Trump's senior aides. The change will take place in the fall, Mr. Trump announced in a Twitter post Wednesday. The timing would coincide with a potential confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, a process that is being overseen by Mr. McGahn, the White House counsel. Mr. McGahn cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the U.S. election, sitting for 30 hours of interviews. Mr. Trump said he had given Mr. McGahn permission to do so. One potential replacement is Emmett Flood, who currently represents Mr. Trump in the special counsel's investigation. U.S. corporate profits boomed in the second quarter, boosted by large tax cuts and stronger economic growth than initially reported. The Commerce Department said its broadest measure of profits across the U.S. economy rose 16.1% from the second quarter a year earlier, the largest year-over-year gain in 6 years. U.S. workers are reporting the highest job satisfaction since 2005, according to a new Conference Board survey. The group polled 1,500 Americans on topics ranging from paychecks to commutes. Workers on the higher end of the income scale were happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with total household income above $75,000 reported feeling satisfied at work, compared with around 45% of those from households earning less than $75,000. Still ahead, we'll talk about the upward revision in second quarter economic growth. The nation's economy grew at a faster pace than previously estimated during the spring. The Commerce Department's revised estimate of second quarter gross domestic product came in at 4.2%, up from last month's initial estimate of 4.1%. It marks the strongest economic growth in nearly 4 years. Joining us with more on this is the Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey, who's in Washington. Harriet, as mentioned, this was a slight uptick from the preliminary estimate. Now, what was the reason for the upward revision?
So the main reason for the upward revision was stronger investment by businesses. Funnily enough, consumer spending, which was initially thought to be around 4%, was actually revised slightly lower to 3.8%. That's still a very good number, but so that was revised slightly down, and investment by businesses was revised slightly up, along with some other measures of investment, for instance, federal spending. However, the big news today is the look at corporate profits, which was the first reading that we got from the Commerce Department on that topic. And it looks like companies had a very strong quarter. They're making money, and the tax cut and stronger economic growth have really been giving them a boost.
So business investment was up. Does that mean capital spending, i.e. investing in equipment or something different?
Yeah, equipment and software, those were both up. So companies are investing and they're doing pretty well. And we've seen that reflected over the past few weeks in second quarter earning reports. Per share earnings for companies in the S&P 500 rose nearly 25% over the second quarter of 2017. And that was that's the second fastest rate since late 2010. So companies have been doing well.
You write that tax legislation enacted late last year appeared to give companies after-tax profits a boost in the first quarter, and they eased in the second quarter, and the tax rate went down, the corporate tax rate went down. Harriet, what are economists predicting for the third quarter? Is it economic growth that's not as strong but still solid?
Yeah, economists are still feeling pretty good about the third quarter. There was a bit of noise in the second quarter to do with soybean exports. There was a big surge in soybean exports, which economists say won't be repeated or likely won't be repeated, and there might be a bit of payback for that. So we might not see 4%, but nonetheless, the underlying fundamentals underpinning the economic growth are still there and still strong. Consumer spending is good. Durable goods orders. They all seem to be doing pretty well. Consumer confidence is high. Just on Tuesday, the Conference Board said that its index of U.S. consumer confidence climbed to its highest level since October 2000 in August. So consumers are feeling good in the third quarter, and it looks like some of the strength from the second quarter will be likely to continue.
And what about the Federal Reserve, Harriet? Will this alter their plans? I guess they've continually said, or Fed Chairman Jay Powell has continually said, that, you know, they plan to raise short-term interest rates at a gradual pace. Does this alter that at all?
No, I think this very much keeps them on track. I mean, the headline growth was revised slightly higher, but it's not a huge change. So this, last week, Fed policymakers gathered in Jackson Hole, and the signs that we got from the chairman were that the economy is strong and inflation is close to target. So it looks like they're pretty much on track, certainly to raise rates at their next meeting in September. And then we'll see what they say about 2019, if they're still going to stick to their projections of 3 increases in short-term interest rates.
Wall Street Journal economics reporter Harriet Torrey, who joins us from Washington. Thanks, Harriet.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.